Questions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois state senators will gather in special session today in Springfield to deal with ethics legislation, but they're also under pressure to stave off budget cuts, as Sean Crawford reports.
Government employees being laid off, parks and historic sites closing, reductions in state services, all are repercussions of the governor's budget cuts. House lawmakers recently voted to restore some of the money, but the Senate is yet to act. That could happen this week with lawmakers back at the Capitol, but Steve Lobb says it won't occur unless the public gets involved. Lobb is the county board chairman in DeWitt County, where the Weldon Springs State Park is set to close.
We need to make people understand at the levels that are making these decisions, they're not acceptable to us.
Lobb is urging individuals to make phone calls and emails to lawmakers telling them to restore funding. A spokesperson for the Senate president won't say if the budget will be part of this week's agenda, which will include ethics changes. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Sangamon County Coroner has identified a female University of Illinois at Springfield student who was shot dead at a gas station as 46-year-old Linda Caldwell. Authorities say an autopsy is planned today for the Springfield woman who was gunned down less than 2 miles from the campus early yesterday morning. Police Lieutenant Chris Mueller says Caldwell was pronounced dead at the local hospital shortly after police arrived at the scene. Mueller says the detectives are following several leads. The Indianapolis Star reports that a push to repeal Indiana's ban on Sunday alcohol sales could come from an unexpected source, liquor stores. A coalition called Hoosiers for Beverage Choices says it's already gathered 13,000 names on an online petition to allow Sunday alcohol sales in the state. The group wants the state to allow Sunday sales of alcoholic beverages at drug, grocery, and convenience stores. But the Star says liquor stores don't stand to profit much by allowing Sunday sales. Indiana Association of Beverage Retailers President John Livengood says Sunday is often the only day off for liquor store owners who tend to run their own businesses. If Sunday sales were legal, the Star says liquor store owners might have to choose between giving up their day off or forfeiting sales to competition. Time zone changes have faded as a political issue in Indiana, but the gubernatorial candidates keep getting questions about it. Democrat Joe Long Thompson has proposed two non-binding referendums. One would ask voters what time Indiana should be in, or what time zone Indiana should be in, and the other would ask whether the state should observe daylight time. During the 2004 campaign, Governor Mitch Daniels said he would push for statewide DST because it would eliminate confusion over time that was hurting commerce. A recent Indianapolis Star WTHR-TV statewide poll of 600 likely voters showed that 48% thought DST was good for Indiana, 36% thought it was bad, and 5% were unsure. The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 5 percentage points. A farm family's donation will ensure that the rapidly developing southwest side of Champaign will have some natural space. Later today, the Champaign Park District breaks ground on a new 38-acre park just north of Windsor and Rising Roads. It'll be the district's first park featuring few playgrounds and lawns and more natural areas, including native plants. Spokeswoman Laura Otterberry also says it will be a vital feature of an area that will soon have lots of families.
We were very, very excited about the opportunity that it provided, particularly in this area of town that is experiencing a lot of residential development. So we were thrilled to have the opportunity to maintain and have some open space dedicated out there amongst all of that development.
The first phase of the Porter Family Park project will involve trails, a parking lot, and a small shelter, as well as the natural areas. It'll cost about $1 million to develop. Autumn says future phases are up for discussion, but will revolve around environmental education. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
And just a little before 9:35, we check in with Ed Kieser. And Ed, the onsite of fall is coming in nicely. With the forecast you've got mapped out for us the next few days.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's really not much different than some of the days we had in August when it was still summer every way we measure it. But fall is arriving. Actually, comes in 1 hour and 10 minutes. That's when we have the autumnal equinox. That's when the direct rays of the sun are pointing right dead on the equator. So that's when it occurs. It's 10:44 a.m. Central Daylight Saving Time, 11:44 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. So that's when we officially, on the astronomical side of things, go to fall. And basically, when we're at the autumnal equinox, the days are getting shorter at the quickest rate. So we're losing on each day right now anywhere from around 3 to 4 minutes of daylight. So it's a pretty quick change. Our midday sun, halfway between sunrise and sunset, is when the sun is due south today in Champaign-Urbana and along the 40th parallel, 50 degrees above the horizon. Now, on June 21st, it was 73.5 degrees above the horizon, much higher in the sky than it is today. And by the time we get to December 21st, the winter solstice, the sun will only be 26.5 degrees above.